This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Saturday and these are the headlines. The city government will no longer allow home isolation of mild and asymptomatic COVID-19 cases as they will be brought to temporary treatment facilities or TTMFs, an official said. Dr. Michelle Sclosser, COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson, said the city government will allow only those who have started home isolation to complete their schedules and that new cases will automatically be brought to TTMFs, which have been starting to reduce occupancy because of the continued decrease in daily cases. The city government resorted to implement home isolation when it experienced a surge in COVID-19 cases as those who were mild and asymptomatic cases were allowed to be treated at home. In a related story, Dionisio Abude, chief of the City Transportation and Traffic Management Office, warned public utility vehicles to follow the 70% capacity policy or face the consequence of paying a fine of 500 pesos. Abude made the warning after noticing that passenger jeepney drivers have filled their vehicles with passengers beyond the policy following the lifting of the plastic barriers. Abude said traffic enforcers will be forced to hand citation tickets to those violating the policy of physical distancing among passengers. In business, the rate of price increases decelerated to 4.6% last October from month ago's 4.8%, but Banco Central ng Pilipinas Governor Benjamin Jokno said the balance of risks remains on the upside. Last month's inflation rate was near the lower end of the central bank's 4.5 to 5.3% forecast range for October and brought the year-to-date average to 4.5%. Diokno reiterated that average inflation this year is projected to stay above the target band but to stay within target in the next 2 years. In another story, this holiday season, SM Supermalls in the city reimagines Christmas through thoughtful moments in gardens and parks. The installation in both malls recreate refreshing outdoor experiences that invite safe dining and moments of rest from essential shopping runs. Customers can be a part of the grand holiday displays through dining pods and easy access to holiday treats and comforts. In SM Lanang Premier, a 55-foot Christmas tree stands at the center of a lush man-made garden. The tree is topped with a Sputnik chandelier that sparkles from all angles. The verdant spot at the mall's atrium is accentuated 25-foot evergreen wrought iron arches and life-size topiaries in giraffe form. Every corner is filled with greens and sparkles through choreographed displays of platinum drop crystals, moss-covered balls, glitters, and glass balls. In SM City Davao, the park-inspired space brings in lush installations that celebrates an invigorating holiday. The activity center transforms into a lively park with glistening greeneries, pop-up stalls, and large ruby-colored Christmas balls for a fun holiday outdoor vibe. 5 life-size Parisian bears also prance in great distances within the main centerpiece. In sports, Philippine Olympic Committee President Abraham Tolentino thanked Yuka Sasso for representing the country in major international competitions, including the recent U.S. Open, which she won with a flourish, and expressed belief that despite her decision to embrace Japanese citizenship, she remains a Filipino by heart. Tolentino said Sasso, born in Bulacan to a Japanese father and Filipino mother, is by heart representing the two countries. He added he would like to thank the golfing sensation for representing the country in the past events. Sasso, 20, decided to change citizenship to Japanese as the law of the country mandates that those with dual citizenship must choose their passport when they turn 22. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.